Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what it do? It's your boy Hollywood here on Hollywood and Friends. Every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern, is myself, your girl Miss Judy, and your boy Vanilla Music. Miss Judy will be joining us in just a few minutes. But we're going to get this thing popping. First off, we got, as always, the hottest topics, what's going on in the blogs. Today we're going to be chopping it up about American Idol, the finale.
Want
to know if you think we got it right. Miss Judy is here. What up, Judy?
I know the shit, man. We need to talk to these people, man.
Oh.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. We're going to be chopping it up about this new Mississippi religious freedom law. I'm going to explain why I got a lot of people upset. Janet Jackson, is she pregnant? Is she not? Some people are saying Meek Mill may have taken another L just now. I don't know. We're going to see what y'all think. Love & Hip Hop premiered the ATL version and also Empire, a bunch of other shit. And we also got our artist spotlight, Stevie Wonder. It's his name. We're going to get to know him a little bit later and play one of his joints called The Turn Up. And we got our question of the day. And what blows mine? What blows mine is when you tell us what gets under your skin, what irks your nerve. We're going to kick it off with this question of the day, though. Would you rather be given $1 million or given the knowledge to make $1 million? Miss Judy, what you say?
Well, that's a hard question. I'll take the knowledge, but that then again, you know, yeah, I'll take the knowledge. But then again, I could use a million to make more, but I'll take the knowledge.
Yeah, Stacey, actually, our producer, she said the same thing, that she would take the knowledge because then she could make more than a million. I'm kind of torn. I kind of say that too at the beginning, like I want the knowledge, but then I'm kind of like, sheesh, that million looking real good right now.
But like, once you spend a dollar, you don't got a million no more, so.
Like, maybe I'll be wise enough to, like, maintain it properly. You know what I mean? Like, invest
it. Is it tax-free? Nah.
Right. These are fine details you need to line up. Is it tax-free? But we're going to be getting to y'all responses, too. Hit us up on Instagram, Facebook.com/HollywoodAndFriends. All that good stuff. Let us know what you would do. But let's get these what's hot in the blogs going on. First off, American Idol. If you watch, it was down to LaPorsha Renee and Trent. I believe his last name is Harmon. Both from the same city. Final season of American Idol. Do you watch? Did you watch? Who do you think should have won? Did they get it right? Trent won,
oh, wow.
By the way.
Trent won. I didn't really watch. I'm not into that. Right now, the only thing I used to watch was, like, the auditions. That's the only thing that keeps me interested. Other than that, nah.
I was kind of interested in this season mainly because it was the last one. I kind of wanted to see, you know, how it play out, and especially the finale, because since it's the last joint, they brought back, like, everybody who was a part of American Idol at any point, so... The original judges, Paula, Randy, Simon came out. The original host that was there with Ryan. Who else? Almost all of the old American Idol winners and top 10 people. So you had Fantasia, you had Jennifer Hudson, you had Jordan Sparks. A lot of people.
Not to mention the people who came on and made a fool out of themselves.
That what?
That came on and made a fool out of themselves.
Oh, right. Exactly. Like, William Hung even made an appearance. She banged. They even had him do a little something. Even this other dude, pants on the ground. If you, I don't know, somebody out there know what I'm talking about, but this guy auditioned, and that was his audition, the most craziest shit in the world. He like, pants on the ground? Pants on the ground? And they dead had him come out and perform a few seconds of pants on the ground just because it became so popular at the time.
Right.
Crazy. But I personally wanted Portia to win. Her voice was just so crazy. Trent does his thing too. I'm not going to take that away from him. But just in terms of consistency, every time I seen LaPortia perform, she bodied it like crazy. So I just thought she was the one. But what I feel like with these reality shows, especially the singing competitions, I feel like all of this shit is like put together anyway. I think it was all a part of the plan. I think because she's runner up now, her star is just going to rise that much more.
She might just get more opportunities like, than him.
Yeah, exactly. Because that usually happens. A lot of times you don't see none of the winners. You're like, where the hell is that person at? The person who was like fifth, who got eliminated in like fifth place, end up being crazy. So, like, take J Hub for instance. She didn't win, she wasn't runner up either. She went on to win an Oscar, all this other stuff. So sometimes it may be better if you don't win. So I think that was all in the cards to have her be the runner-up just so she could, like, I don't know, rise a little more. But that's American Idol for you. Let's move on to Janet Jackson. Did you see this video she posted?
Yeah,
on her social media?
Yeah.
So a lot of people are wondering, is she or isn't she? It was kind of cryptic, but we actually got it. So we're going to play it real quick, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what y'all think about this. Janet Jackson, Hollywood and Friends. Let's play this clip.
May 31st, as you probably know, I launched the Unbreakable World Tour. First, I just want to thank all the fans for coming out and seeing the show. Thank you so much. You guys made it so enjoyable for me each and every night. We're in the second leg of the tour, and there actually has been a sudden change. I thought it was important that you be the first to know. My husband and I are planning our family, so I'm going to have to delay the tour. Please, if you can try and understand that it's important that I do this now. I have to rest up, doctor's orders, but I have not forgotten about you. I will continue the tour as soon as I possibly can. I want to thank the dancers, the band, my entire crew. You guys were so professional, so incredibly talented, so supportive and loving each and every night. Thank you so much. And I can't wait for us to get started again. Thank you to Live Nation for your loyal partnership and support. You guys are the best at what you do in your field, and know that that's why I'm with you. That's why I'm with you. Once again, thank you to all the fans for your love, your undying love, your loyalty. That means so much to me. You're truly appreciated, and it's been a long journey, and you guys have been there each and every step of the way, and I really do appreciate that. Thank you so much. Inshallah, I will see you soon. I love you. Bye. Inshallah, I will see you soon. I love you. Bye.
That is what
so
she
basically,
said.
She said sudden change. That means she's pregnant.
That's what I was thinking. Because she just said, me and my husband are starting our family. So
planning.
I got to postpone the tour. Planning our family. But Janet Jackson is 49. I've seen people have babies older than that, but a lot of people feel like that's, like, too old, or it may just come with a lot of complications and all that. So
that's
some people are saying she's probably going the...
Up.
Yeah. Some people are saying she could be going for the, like, in vitro route, or maybe they're looking for a surrogate, but just like you
if
said...
If she was going through in vitro, she wouldn't have said sudden change. Because
right, and she wouldn't have canceled.
She could have. If she wasn't pregnant, she would have did it after the tour.
Right. That's what I'm thinking. It got to be that she's pregnant right now, just found out type shit. And because she's 49, she got to, like, you know, take it extra easy.
Right.
So that's what I think is going on, and that's why she had to cancel the joint. But, yeah, I mean, let us know what y'all think. At any point, any of the topics we chopping it up about, you're welcome to press 1 and chime in and let us know what you think. Yeah, so let's move on to, have you heard of this new Mississippi law, religious freedom law?
I think so, but go ahead.
So it was just signed by the governor, Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant, and it's a new law to protect people's rights to religious freedom from government discrimination. Critics, however, argue that it's really geared solely towards the LGBT community.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, anything that goes against your religious beliefs, you're allowed to deny in Mississippi. So that is, if it's a restaurant and you're there to serve people, if someone comes in there that is maybe dressed a way that goes against your religious beliefs, or in this case, if you're gay and they're against, like, same-sex marriage or whatever, they are allowed to not serve you. If it's a job and they're hiring and you come in there to apply and you don't fit with their religious beliefs, they're allowed to not hire you and not get penalized for it.
That is crazy.
If they're offering services and you're having an event, and it might be a same-sex event or something, or just anything that don't go with their religious beliefs, they're allowed to not service you.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's set to take effect starting July 1st. A lot of people are tight about it. What you think?
I think that's absolutely out of control. Whatever happens to equal opportunity?
Yeah. It's
kind of... Does Trump have anything to do with this?
No.
I want to blame everything on Trump. Trump. It's Trump.
Right. Everything. I don't know what this is about, but people who support the law are saying that, are arguing that the bill is necessary for Christians and people of other faiths who felt they had to compromise their religious beliefs after the Supreme Court passed the marriage equality ruling last year.
Right.
So they says it gives protection to those in the state who cannot, in good conscience, provide services for same-sex marriage. They don't think the bill is discriminatory at all. But even with that, though, even just because they passed that law, that still doesn't mean you have to provide services, though. Because we've seen people in New York that it was certain instances where they wasn't trying to do certain things for certain people, whatever. Maybe when it comes to the jobs, yeah, they have to hire them no matter what. Or they don't. They ain't got to say it's based on discrimination, but they could just say you don't fit the criteria.
Right.
And that's it. But they're trying to say this is to protect those people.
They need to get out of here with that.
Yeah, that's kind of wild. It just kind of makes you think, like, what's next? What else are they gonna cut down on or allow people to discriminate against?
Some laws is way too dumb. You need to cut it.
Cut it.
Cut it.
Yeah. We got some more responses for the question of the day. If you guys are just tuning in, that question of the day is, would you rather be given $1 million or given the knowledge to make $1 million? So we got Keita on Facebook, I believe, says knowledge, then I could multiply it. Barry says knowledge is the power to get your own millions. Jason says, LOL, I already know how to make a million because I'm a professional athlete. Knowledge doesn't mean I can actually do it. Give me the million because growing a million is easier than making a million. That's a good point.
But if you make the million, you'll appreciate it more and you'll hold on to it. But if you are you just given the million, you're not going to appreciate it and you're just going to blow it.
Yeah. True. So we're going to read some more. We got more responses. We're going to read some more throughout the show. You're welcome. Like I said, press one. Let us know what you think or about any of the topics we're talking about. We got Steezy Wonder coming up shortly. And we also got What Blows Mind Later, where you say what gets under your skin, what irks your nerves, and all that good stuff. Let's move on, though, to Nicki Minaj. And while some people are saying that Meek Mill may have just taken another L, Nicki Minaj did an interview on Ellen recently, this week, and Ellen asked her about her engagement ring. What Nicki said is, this isn't an engagement ring. What it is, I have two rings from a boy who likes me. She went on to say she don't even want to say she's in a relationship anymore. Wow. That she just has a boy who likes her. But the reason why she's saying that she don't want to say she's in a relationship anymore is because she said people always take the negative from it. Like, right. And I guess try to like attack them and all that. So maybe she's saying she's going to take the Jay-Z and Beyonce when they first got together route, where everything was like on the low. Do you think that's what it is or what?
I don't know, because the words she chose were, first of all, she said a boy, not a man.
True.
But I understand what she's saying. You single until you're married, basically.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, technically.
And then, you know, blogs tend to misinterpret what people say. They want to make it more than what it is because they want some views, they want some ratings, they want to be
just like this story. Because
the
minute she said this, it was all over everywhere. It was all over every blog. And they like, oh, Nicki said this. Nicki says she's single. Nicki says she's not with Meek no more. Yada, yada. And she never said that. She's not with him. She just says she don't want to say she's in a relationship.
Right.
So.
Those are just haters.
Right. Let's get into a song. When we come back from the song, we're going to play Soundboy Barrier. When we come back from that, we're going to have Steezy Wonder on the line. We're going to get to know him a little bit better and play one of his joints. After that, we're going to be chopping it up about Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, which I thought about this premiere, and also Empire, the last episode. We're going to be talking about that, too. But let's get into Soundboy Barrier. Hollywood & Friends, Hampton Blue Radio. We'll be right back.
Then I catch them calling my bluff. Like I ain't from Brooklyn, don't got bars, my shit ain't tough. A bunch of flashy little niggas, but that shit ain't enough. You wanna shine like Diddy, don't grind like Puff. While I freestyle off the bass in the basement, flow that you could take to your face like a bass head. Could keep it light or go deep like the bass did, right over your head. Bye-bye like Jamaican. I'm not the loudest nigga entering rooms. I'm unassuming shit. I probably didn't cry out the womb. But when this mixtape drop, you gon' see I go boom. And you can't tell me you don't see it like your camera don't zoom. You's a fool, a dummy. Now I got the assist. The final piece to my puzzle. Last shot for the chip. I'm aiming for the top five of your list. Soundboy Barrio, nigga. Fuck is you with? Hollywood. Yeah. Soundboy Barrier.
And now, artist spotlight.
Y'all ready for this?
Artist spotlight on Hollywood and Friends is the part of the show where we basically shine a light on who we think is next. And today, we think that person is Steezy Wonder. Steezy, what up? You there?
Yeah. What's good?
What's up?
What up?
What? Mr. Wonder?
How y'all doing, man? I'm
That's what she's going to call you, Mr. Wonder.
Yeah.
Steezy, we got a lot to talk about. I'm hearing a lot of great things about you. And first off, with this name, is a playoff of Stevie Wonder, obviously. What made you go with Steezy Wonder?
I think I remember maybe like one of my old raps. I think I said they call me Steezy Wonder because I don't see no other, you know, rappers talking about how they spit fire, they some liars. So it was kind of like not seeing nobody, you know what I'm saying, just being in my own lane, just doing me, you know, and it kind of fit. And I'm saying the homies like that, and I'm saying the kids started calling me that. So, you know, I let it rock.
Nice. And where you from?
Brooklyn, Best Side, man. Born and raised, you already know.
Brooklyn.
Yeah. Boston, you already know what's up.
We all Brooklyn here, too. So, speaking of this instrumental that's playing right now, Panda, I'm hearing you work closely with Designer. Tell us about that. What's going on?
Yeah, man. That's a little bro, you know what I'm saying? He's a cool cat. Real talented, you know what I'm saying? He got a gift, you know what I'm saying? Aside from, you know, the speculation about the future talk, you know what I'm saying? But personally, I don't think he's really worried about that. You know, he got a good head on his shoulders as far as I know. And
you know, I was kind of wondering about that too, because I'm not even going front, and I'm sure that was the case with a lot of people. When they first heard that song, Panda, they probably immediately thought it was Designer. And I was wondering, like, how Designer feel about that and how Future feel about that, but you just said you don't think he's worried about it, the comparison.
Yeah, when he first started, you know, when his voice broke, you know, he kind of, his voice pretty much resembled Future's voice, so, you know, I used to call him Baby Future and all that, you know what I'm saying? So we kind of knew that he was going to have to, you know, go through this, and he knew that himself, so he was pretty much prepared already. It's nothing to worry about, really, you know. The people gonna poke fun at it, ain't gonna make it a big deal anyway. So, you know, you gotta let the people do their job.
Right.
True. We'll get into more of that when we get Designer on here. But back to you. Started rhyming in the third grade. Like, how does you use like?
Yeah,
the,
man.
You know,
yeah.
At school, banging
about
on the table.
What did you possibly
at the,
be
right,
rhyming about?
At the lunch
third
table,
grade.
Like.
I mean, at that point, I didn't have any structure. You know, like. My father listened to a lot of Jay-Z and Biggie, you know, that's what I was brought up on, so that's what I heard first, you know. So, you know, at a tender age, you know, you're just gonna copy what you hear, what you gravitate to, what you like. And it was, you know, it was negative, but, you know, at that time it was fun because, you know, it wasn't no right from wrong. I was just, you know, I like music and it was in my blood, obviously. So, you know, as I got older, everything matured, and, you know, I found things that people like about me that, you know, I could use to make sure they're happy.
What can an 8-year-old rap about at in the third grade? Like, what were you talking about? Your oatmeal in the morning? Like, what are we doing?
I mean, I actually should write it down, so if I had it, I could actually tell you, but I can't remember. But, you know, I know I challenged myself to rap about whatever I felt like rapping about. And I guess that practice at a young age and just maintaining, you know, owning my skills and my talents and my gifts, you know, you just get better with time, you know.
Exactly. That's what it's all about. So, I know you just released a mixtape called Wonderland.
Yeah.
On that tip, tell us about Wonderland.
Wonderland. That's like, I just wanted to bring my vision to a solid project. Like, and there's no rules. You know what I'm saying, everything is a goal. You know, it's Wonderland. That's my world. You know, welcome to my point of view and the way I see things and, you know, where I'm from, my environment, my experiences, you know, the things that I want in life, you know. It's me, but it's for you at the end of the day, you know. It's all for the people. And
makes sense.
I just wanted to start out, you know, solid, man. Just come out hard and let them know I ain't playing, you know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, it's a competition, you know. So I wanted to have some fun with it, you know, do what I love to do and, you know, just put a piece of history out there.
Definitely. And since you put it on that piff, it has maintained the 5-star rating, which is dope, super big. So Let's get into a joint from it. Is this from the mixtape, the song we're about to play called The Turn Up?
Oh yeah, that's track number two, yeah.
Alright, tell us about what The Turn Up is. What is it about?
The Turn Up was pretty much like that was my introduction track, aside from, you know, the actual intro to the mixtape. You know, just introducing myself as Steezy One, you know, I'm here now. You know, it's my time, you know. I'm representing Brooklyn, it's our time. But, you know, it's me. And I'm ready to take over. So, you know, the Turn Up part just came from, you know, the beginning of the beat, you know, how it kind of builds up to the beat. So I kind of played off that. But, you know, I'm about to turn up everything at the end of the day. So, you know, it's symbolic of, you know, what I plan to do.
Sounds good to me. Introduce it for us.
Yeah, man. Little single off of my new mixtape released on that Piff Wonderland's called The Turn Up. You already know Brooklyn Stand Up.
Yeah,
get it.
Let's get it. Hollywood and Friends, yo.
Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them. Yeah. Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them.
Nah.
Yeah. Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them. Allow me to introduce myself. Steezy Wonder, how are you? I'm swell.
Yeah.
You know it's for the heroin, it's just the cartel. And all my balls heavy, I'm spitting them ball back. Say you fucking with me, I can't tell.
Nope.
Took her to the telling and she blew contrail.
Ow.
Can't trail, who the hell said I can't sell? I'm in this bitch, it's going down like an anvil. Who the fuck wanna roll the dice? 666, I'm the poltergeist.
Yeah.
I'm fucking up the game like loaded dice. Man, I'm just trying to get my son a little bros and ice. What's up? I pay my dues, yeah, I know the price. What's up? She let me knife, got a pipe that know how to cut. Damn right, she a freak, I fuck when I want.
Whenever.
I'm in the cup, but trunk shots double me up. Got the power, I can make a battery work.
Okay.
I like my hoes nasty like a cavity search.
Okay.
She know I'm tied up, but it don't matter to her.
Okay.
I had to cut her off, cause it don't matter to me.
Bye.
Cause all I'm worried about is how my salary be.
Cash.
The focus ever since I've been a daddy to be.
Uh-huh.
Cause I just wanna show him how daddy should be. So he ain't gotta worry if daddy was daddy to me. I'm in the party, facing that Carly, wasting Bacardi. Ain't it amazing?
Hey.
I got spirit, soul, and my body. Body on fire, I feel like Satan. And I got bitches all on my line, trying to get body, asking for favors. I got niggas all in my line, trying to get a dollar. I ain't got nothing.
Hold up.
Break a pack down, then I steal me a swisher.
Hi.
Come and smoke your brain out the frame. Get the picture, it's a shame. All I hear is niggas aiming a pistol.
Bang.
But ain't nobody dying, niggas aiming a fish. You do the same shit, and you gon' have the same fucking issues.
Yeah.
They ain't fucking with you, got the same niggas with you.
Yeah.
Get my point across, that's trafficking. All black, everything, that's African. Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them.
Yeah.
Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them.
Nah.
Yeah. Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them.
Playing with them.
Yeah. Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them. Allow me to introduce myself. Steezy Wonder, how are you? I'm swell. You know I spit the heroin, it's just the cartel. And all my balls heavy, I'm spitting the barbell. Say you fucking with me, I can't tell. I took her to the telling and she blew contrail.
Yeah.
Can't trail, who the hell said I can't sell? I'm in this bitch, it's going down like an anvil. Paper plane got me fly like E.T. or BBC. He's different like a tall midget. If y'all laugh, y'all in it. The joke's on you, niggas. Now it's back to this rapping shit. To me, it's easy as rapping gifts. To a nigga that's been rapping gifts his entire life, I expire the lives of you niggas. Yeah, she a lady in the streets, but a freak in the sheets. Said she wanna eat the meat, it's obese, it's a feast. I'm a beast on the beat, I'm a geek, I'm a nerd. I'ma turn like a curb on a bird when I swerve. I'm a niggas like, why you ain't signed yet? Cause I ain't made up my motherfucking mind yet. I got a lot of people waiting, better have a little patience. When I do, it's gonna be great, and you gon' say this shit amazing. Bombing on niggas, I'm Saddamming on niggas. I'm a carnivore nigga, so you better get your level up. Gotta get the cheese, that's Parmesan nigga. I'm a Ramadan nigga, so you niggas better step it up. You know I'm the rule, ain't nobody even next to me. So what I'm trying to say is that you niggas never measure up. I ain't worried about a thing, I be on my French shit. Every time you see me, I be macking, I be regular. Got your girl in my lap, I'm lapping you niggas. She giving me head. What I'm trying to say is I'm ahead of ya. I'ma hit that ass, 100 on the dash. Put the money in the bag, nigga. Yeah, I gotta get that cheddar up.
I
ain't no competitor, dig it like a shovel. She gave me the box in a minute like a bubble. Get my point across, that's trafficking. All black, everything, that's African. Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them. Yeah. Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them. Somebody tell these niggas I ain't playing with them. Yeah. They should've told them niggas I ain't playing with them.
somebody tell this nigga ain't playing with him?
No, that's
that joint
doing. Somebody tell this nigga ain't playing with him?
Not.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got to do
definitely
a teammate.
Not.
Somebody tell this nigga ain't playing with him?
Yeah, we got to get that together.
Get it.
I'm be saying that all day. I'm gonna be driving all day. Somebody tell these bitches I ain't playing with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I appreciate that, man. Spread the word.
That's what's up. So I know this mixtape is on that PIP. Is that the only place it's at? Exclusively there, or where else can people get it?
Yes, it's actually exclusively. I actually have two other tracks on my SoundCloud, you know, Rap God Wonder. But I just wanted to you know, since I was just starting out as, you know, promoting music, I just wanted to keep it in one place, you know, to try to see where my core fan base was at, you know, and try to just start from there. Start off slow, you know what I'm saying? Take my time with it.
Get all the streams, like, in one, directed to one spot.
Right.
So, you know how the industry is today. Like, streaming is playing a huge part in how we as independent artists move, and they're actually starting to count, like, streams towards album sales, towards even like certifications. Like, you can become platinum off streams alone. What you think about that?
I mean, I think that's hot, and you know, I think it was pretty much, you know, in the stars because you know, as the days, you know, went on, media pretty much has taken over, you know, as far as the internet, you know, as far as promoting your music, getting it out there, distributing it. You know, nobody's really using like discs anymore and hard copies and drives. You know, everything is on the computer now. So I think it pretty much just fit with the generation, the way things are going, you know, towards the near future.
So who are your like music influences?
You know, my favorite rapper is actually Eminem, you know. Jay, Big, of course. I hope it's not cliche, but you know, that's what I listen to coming up, you know. So
there's
just,
no
I
way.
What I know.
It's a Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That's what's up, though. So I actually see you do that song live. Is there anywhere else you're going to be performing coming up soon?
Yeah, I actually got things in the works. Pretty much, I can't speak on it now because I don't want to lie to you.
Okay.
But you know, as soon as possible, everything will be promoted on my social networks and everything. So you'll know sooner than later.
Social networks, let the people know what those are, where they can find you.
Yeah, you can hit me up on my Instagram, RapGodWonder, Twitter.com, RapGodWonder, SoundCloud, RapGodWonder. That's old me, I'm saying. So everything is the same. Hit me up.
RapGodWonder, A-where.
Yeah. Got that from
that's
my boy.
Let me get your response to this question of the day real quick. Would you rather be given $1 million or given the knowledge to make $1 million?
I mean, you know, wisdom is important, you know, but, you know, I like money as well. So, you know, it's kind of tricky, but, I don't know.
Today, right now.
Right
now,
in your bank account, right now.
I think I would take $1 million because I have the wisdom to make myself $1 million already.
True, that's what somebody else said too. So yeah.
$1 million. Give me your number.
I think so. I need those.
Yo, so Steezy, before we let you go, what we like to get all our artists to give us a drop. You could say it, kick it off however you want, but long as you add in there, this is Hollywood and Friends on Hampton Blue Radio.
Yeah. You already know,
ready.
Man. It's your man, Steezy Money. You already know, Brooklyn native. Shout out to Boston, everybody. Shout out to everybody for having me. Thank y'all. Hollywood and Friends, you already know. Hampton Blue, shout out to them. I appreciate everything y'all did for me. I'm saying, hopefully we can do it again, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Let's get it one time for Steezy real quick. We're going to post all your info on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. So for everybody listening, you guys are welcome to go there to get the links and all that. And that's it. Good luck on everything, yo.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah, no doubt. All right. Take care, man.
Somebody tell me if you can see him playing with him.
Ah.
Steezy Wonder, Rap God Wonder on everywhere. Be sure to pick up that mixtape. Wonderland on that piff. Yeah, that dream was dope though. Definitely got download that. Let's move on though. to
I'm
first
about
of all,
to move on from Vanilla. Where is he?
Oh, Vanilla's out of town. He's out of town. That's what his weekend consists of. What did your weekend consist of before we move into Love and Hip Hop?
Drama.
Drama.
I
heard
about
it. I
went out. I did a few things. But
you
it
lost
wasn't
a few things.
Good weekend. I'm just happy that I made it to Sunday. Let's just say that.
You lost a few things.
Yes, I lost a few things. As soon as
this
I got out, I couldn't find. As soon as I got in the spot, I could not find my phone. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
I was at a spot on Friday, and as soon as I'm like getting ready to get in, somebody started beeping at the door. Just to, you know, I went. I had a good time and everything like that. But by the time it was time to go, a big ass fight broke out. I felt like I was on Super Mario Brothers. I had to. Dodge into the corner while all the fireballs was flying past me, a.k.a. Chiz. Then I had to jump on the sofa. How I had to jump on the sofa to get to Coat Chat, grab my coat, and run out the door.
Bruh.
Crazy.
That should sound crazy. Sheesh, but you made it out safely, thankfully.
I'm alive.
You're alive. That's what's up. My weekend, as you know, we shot a video last night that you couldn't be at because your weekend was so crazy. But it was for the Real OG song that we're about to release soon, very soon. Mixtape is called MEVEM. MEVEM is sort of like the acronym for Me Versus Me. So that's coming up soon. That's us, the Hampton Blue, on that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We did it at this spot in Brooklyn, like Brooklyn borderline Queens. So it's going to be one of those like all white room videos. If you ever seen like Snoop Dogg drop it like it's hot, or like the old Bad Boy Flavor in Your Air, like that old like 90s type, but with a 2016 feel. But it's going to be like one of those all white joints. Fast shots to everybody who came out. Jay Milan, Nina Cleese, all of my family, Young Retro, BK Nate was in the building. A lot of my family
was
there.
I wasn't there, right?
And you wasn't there. But it turned out real good. Fast shots to also Pinky and Derek also. They play like key parts in the video. My sister, Sierra, she's actually featured on the song. She kind of like says something, but you guys are here.
Oh, she featured on a song, but y'all don't want to play my shit? Hi. You know I got the vocals to get on the track. Stop playing with me.
Now, next tape, you on there. We doing a skit or something. You on there.
Yeah, because it's been too long and I ain't on shit. I've been with you since you was heel-toeing around the carpet. Come on.
We're recording in the room on the little mic that came with the desktop.
I've been there.
Shit was crazy.
We was doing skits before they was doing skits.
Word. I was just thinking that too before. Like, imagine if YouTube was out when we was doing these things. Like, shit would have been crazy. We was kind of innovative with that. I'm not going even front. We was kind of innovative when it came to that shit.
Do you still have the footage?
I do. It's on VHS, though.
I remember we did the horror movie and we was running.
Yeah.
We was running.
Running through the building.
Yes.
Yeah, and then the lady popped out of nowhere.
Popped out of nowhere.
It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. This lady just comes out of nowhere. And we already got the scary music playing, so it just made it seem mad crazier. Good times. That was like circa like 90 what? Or 2000 what? It was definitely super early.
It was
probably was like the 90s, right?
Or was it 2000? It was about maybe 2003. Because remember, we used my daughter's stroller and you played the baby. And I walked in, you was supposed to be like
ugly
baby or something like that.
Yeah, ugly baby. Yo, I got to see these. Now that you mentioned that, it's bringing back mad memories. I want to see those. But yeah, enough about that. Let's get into Love & Hip Hop. The premiere was this week, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta Return. A lot of shocking things were revealed. One of the biggest ones was Mimi is a lesbian now.
Mimi, stop.
What you think?
Mimi need to cut it out. Okay? Because one minute you were love with Nico. Well, let me ask this. Did Nico turn you gay? That's what I want to know. But you know what? There's been speculation that she's been gay. They said that she slept with Jocelyn. Her
True.
Friend, Arian, felt like she could get Mimi if she wanted to. So for you to be a friend and think that you could get me, you must know something about me that nobody else knows.
Mm-hmm.
Which
True.
Is being gay.
Stevie always made it clear that they did their little dabble thing, threesomes
right.
and stuff. So, and before him and Jocelyn got together, when him and Mimi was together, they hinted that he brought Jocelyn in as the threesome.
And
then years later, they end up getting together. Or months later, whatever it was. So yeah, Mimi's with a woman now. And what's funny, they played it smart, because the girl's name is Chris. It could be Christina or something, but they was going short for Chris. So you automatically think it is a dude. And the whole episode, they like, Chris. When we gonna meet Chris, yada yada. And then she comes, she takes the helmet off. It's a girl.
It's a woman. How you doing?
So it's
she
a
had
girl.
Four friends, this mad
Mimi basically
like,
had a Mimi basically had a gender revealing at our party. Because that's what it was. It's a girl.
It's a girl. So yeah, a lot of other things happened. You know the usual drama-filled things. This new family that's on there, the KK, Karen,
the King,
KK, the King's family.
Carrie King, Scrap
Karen
King,
King,
and I don't know too much about the other one because they didn't really show too much of him.
Yeah.
Tommy.
So the one that got the long hair, I forget what his name is, but he has
Scrap.
Baby mama drama. Scrap, yeah. I think it's gonna kind of be confusing with the other Scrappy, because I think
Not
he's gonna
really.
Be on this season. You got Scrappy and you got Scrap De Leon.
Right.
But so he has a baby girl he's with, and then he has his baby mother who has five kids, but only one of them is his, and he's there all the time, and they hook up every so often. So his baby mother went to his girlfriend went to go find out what was going on.
Right.
So they went to the bar. But that part, we already know Love & Hip Hop is kind of like
scripted
somewhat, it seems, right? So, because I'm like, all right, you go to a bar, as everybody does, or a restaurant. Yeah, you might get a bartender that come over, but they don't stand there
and listen to you talk
and do all this. It's like, it was like, all right, action type shit. Cause you're not gonna go stand there and like just be chilling, and then all of a sudden now they're bringing up random things about what you're doing, and then invite you to another event. Like,
it's so crazy because how you get her as the boss, as the bottle girl? You could have
right.
got anybody
What's the
else to the club, and you got her. What is
exactly.
the odds?
Exactly. So that's what I mean. It's not like it's a little weird, but so that happened. I can't even remember what else happened. Do you know something else that happened?
About what? Say that again.
And Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. Aside from Mimi being a lesbian now, and this King family.
The new cast. What about? I don't know. There's really nothing else to.
I guess
Who
nothing else stood
there?
Out.
Who else is on there? I don't remember.
Well,
we know
Stevie
J and Jocelyn is coming back. We know that.
Yeah, they're coming back.
I guess
back.
They showed didn't really work out. But they coming back. They ain't really show. It showed a few clips of K. Michelle coming back. But I don't know if she's going to come
yeah.
back to the show or if she's coming back just
nah,
to make an appearance.
She's going to be back on the show officially. She's a part of the
Okay,
the cast now. But Mama D, how about Mama D?
How she made that nest on the floor?
Son.
What's that lady?
Yo, I don't know. I don't know if this is just who she is or if she's just playing off
acting because she is
a character. Son, how she got on her knees in the store?
But why are you walking around with branches and twigs in the bag?
Word.
Like, what the hell?
It was like she rehearsed it.
Right.
Like, what? Like, she just knew that they was going to gang up on her or something. What's the girl name?
Rashida
and her mother. It's like she just knew Rashida and her mother was going to gang up on her or something. She got on her knees, pulled out these branches. What I thought she was doing was that, you know how when people cleanse their homes and they, like,
right,
set the thing on fire? And I thought she was about to cleanse the store or something.
Right.
She made a nest and was like, next time you want to hatch a bad egg, do it on that.
Do it on that.
Calling Rashida a bad egg. She was like, I lay golden eggs. Look, I'm about to lay one right now. And proceeded to act like she was laying an egg.
She's a mess. She's crazy, that lady.
But it makes for good TV. I just can't figure out if it's like, if that's who she really is. Like, if you used to go to Atlanta and meet her, if she's just this crazy wild lady or if she's just like super smart and just playing off of a character. I can't tell.
Right.
Yikes. Let's move on, though, to more TV. Empire. Did you watch this week?
Yes, I did.
Do you think Naomi Campbell's character really killed herself by drinking that?
Yes. Yes. Because the preview showed that. The preview showed a funeral, so. But it just makes me upset that it took two episodes just for them to get the fucking company back. Like, that's it?
Right. But it's weird, thought she would have lasted longer. Like, she's officially gone from the show. Like,
right.
Ain't no coming back.
Right.
But I always wondered how they was going to play it out to for them to get the company back.
Right.
So I guess we found out.
That was
so
it.
So now the question is, because who will be the new chairman, is it? Or CEO? I don't know what the role was, but. Who's going to be that next person? Hakeem right now has the position to be it, but I think you got to be voted on by the board members.
Since homegirl dead, Naomi's wife, whatever her name is, and Naomi's dead, who owns it now? Like, who's rightfully?
I think it's Hakeem. I think is he's the next in line since she had promoted him to Lucius' position.
CEO. Mhm.
So
now we got to see how he gonna get his company back, or if he's gonna give it. Will Hakeem turn it over to Cookie? Because it's rightfully hers.
Cookie may get her way in there. Yeah, Cookie. He may just do that. He may just move up to Naomi position and put Cookie where Lucius was.
Right. Right.
That might be.
She rightfully deserves it because it was her money.
Yeah, but Lucius won his spot back, and he's ready to even kill his own son to get it. So I don't know.
Yeah, well, I feel like Cookie's gonna get it.
Yeah. And this other guy, I like how they're playing off of how they're showing like the mental illness part, because you don't see that in a lot of shows, especially what we in the black community in general. We got a lot of mental illness and a lot of people sweep it under the rug, don't really talk about it. And they're kind of putting it on the front street with the son. I always forget his name.
Andre. For some reason,
so
I always think he's going to just bust out and start singing like what?
So the part when he got on the phone after he realized that this girl was pulling out her shares, he was telling the dude, buy all the shares, but they have the money. So he was like, I created a fund in my son's name. Just buy it from there. But then he started to lose his mind after he hung up the phone, like smacking himself on the forehead and like they had to like calm him down and like go sing to him to get him to like calm down.
Right.
But I thought that was kind of wild. I was like, wait. And he
that's the part where I thought he was going to sing. And the part when he pulled a gun out and he was going to shoot himself sitting in the studio, I thought he was going to sing
then.
And the part when he was with Jay Hud, I thought he was going to sing then. Listen, just do
something. When is he
going to
sing?
What is that?
Not for nothing. He probably got some musical ability. A lot of the cast do. Even Portia, not Portia. Is her name Portia? Cookie's assistant.
Right.
Even she raps. She ain't do it yet, but I got a feeling they're going to get her in the studio soon, too. But a lot. He may just have some type of musical ability. We'll see. Empire every Wednesday, 9 p.m. Once again, anybody, if you're listening, you're welcome to press 1 at any point during the show. We're about to get into what blows mine. Let me make sure I ain't forget anything real quick before we move on to that. But Facebook.com/HollywoodAndFriends, HollywoodAndFriendsRadio@gmail.com is where you can hit us up. But yeah, that's all we got. That's all we got. One more thing real quick. Black Rob and China. Black Rob, you hear me?
Chyra.
Chyra / Black Rob 2. Black China and Rob Kardashian. Rob proposed to Black China. First off, what do you think about that alone?
I think
happiness
is happiness.
If
they're truly happy with each other, then God bless them, you know. But if it's just a ploy plot to get whatever they're gonna get, then get your money. Like at the end of the day, I'm happy for you.
You know what I think? They're gonna get a reality show.
They are gonna get a reality show.
He ain't on that Kardashian show no more because he opted out because he just wasn't feeling them or because he was overweight. But now he's losing his weight. He's with Black China. I think they're gonna get their spinoff, Keeping Up with the Rob Kardashian.
Oh my
that
God.
That might just happen.
They're gonna get I think they're gonna get their own show. Period.
Yeah. And with him proposing to Black China, memes started circulating regarding Tiger and saying Tiger's gonna be the uncle to his own son. Or
Step
some
uncle
shit
daddy.
Like that. Step uncle daddy.
Uncle daddy. He's gonna be uncle daddy.
Uncle Daddy. Sheesh. That's crazy.
That's great.
Yo, when I first was explaining the story to people and I was like, yo, this happened, they was like, I don't get it. I'm like, well, Tiger is with Kylie, who's Rob's sister, and then Rob is with China, who's Tiger's ex / baby mother. It's like, it's kind of
brother
confusing.
And sister dating their exes. But you know what? I feel like what I was gonna say is the meme. How about the meme that says China would do anything to make you know they spend Christmas with the family as far as the baby, him and her? That's just crazy. Like, what is a family reunion gonna be like? What is
right? Jeez.
This is out of control. Out of line.
Definitely.
Out of line.
Let's get out of here though. Let's get into what blows mine. Let's get that theme music going. Hey. 646-716-8544. Hey.
Let me tell you what blows mine. I'm about to say it.
What gets under your skin? What makes your nerves?
I'm wishing I was blind. I'm about to lose my mind.
Everybody shut up.
What blows my is the part of the show where we say, what gets under our skin? What irks your nerves? What have you like, bruh? Really? Hit us up. Let us know. Press one if you want to line already. Miss Judy, let's kick it off.
What blows minds is when you go out and you have every intention of doing something so fast, and if somebody want to go with you and they hold you up. Like, basically, if I go out with you and I'm like, you know, I'm going to go in the store and get something real quick. You want to stay in the car? You like, no, I'm calm. And now you want to get something. No. I don't got time for you to get something. I got time for me to get something. Stay your ass in the car.
Right. What blows mine?
Nothing.
I don't know.
What blows mine is when motherfuckers start fighting in the club or fighting in the lounge. Come on. Everybody don't need to be all up into your situation. We came to have a good time. I don't understand why people want to go out and have a fight. Like, I came here looking cute. I don't want to leave with my wig snatched.
Right.
I don't want to leave
crazy.
With
you know what I think it is? I think people be thinking they're too cute. And they be feeling themselves a little too much. And there's something about when they're feeling themselves too much, they feel like they're a celebrity, or they feel like they're like the shit, top of the world shit. So if somebody even like brushed them wrong, it may be a problem. If somebody stare at them for too long, it may be a problem.
Shit don't make no
sense. And a lot of people can't handle their liquor, so once the rim's in the system, niggas just be becoming Superman and Superwoman. But I don't know. Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
That's definitely a blow.
What blows yours?
Oh, my God.
What blows yours?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What blows mine is people who are unreliable. That blows mine, especially when it's something that's like maybe time sensitive, or if you don't have a backup because you confirmed that they was going to be a part of something or do something for you.
Fuck you.
Nah, but it isn't in any situation, in any case,
right.
like take you for instance, like you mentioned when you want somebody to go to somewhere, like imagine them saying like, yeah, I'm gonna go, and then morning of, they don't go, cause something's going on. It's like, bruh, gotta do better.
Unreliability
blows mine. What blows yours?
What blows mine is when I need something made or I need something done on a certain day and the person that's doing it got all type of excuses of why it's not done and then they want to do the rush job at the last minute. That blows
mine. Yeah.
Mind.
Yeah. That happens. That blows mine too. That happens for sure. Last call for alcohol. Anybody listening? Press 1. Tell us what blows yours.
What blows mine is when you're on Facebook and somebody puts you in a group that you ain't know nothing about. You don't want to be called. How? Why?
Right, and then you get another notification.
Like, I'm getting notifications. I'm thinking it's probably the man of my dreams probably finally hitting me up. And
right.
And it's
that's
damn,
another thing that blows mine too. When people tag you and shit that you're not really in.
Oh, my God. How about they, when people tag you in pictures that you look terrible in?
Yeah.
Like, why would you do this?
Long as they look good, it's good. This is going up because I look good. What
yes.
I like to do in those situations, I'm considerate like that. I won't post you if I know you look crazy, even if I look right. What I'll do if I'll just crop myself out or whatever if I really want to post it.
Right.
Some people don't care.
Right.
They just be like, up, tag.
Yes.
And you looking like,
Yeah, my sister-in-law, she comes over, she just starts snapping away. I stay clear out of it. I don't want, listen, please don't put me in this picture.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. That blows my.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what else blows my? Once your warranty is up, your car start acting up. That should be blowing mine.
It's all a plot. It's all a ploy to, like, get you to, like, get a new one.
Well, also blow mine is when people, well, you know how you're telling somebody about a situation or you're telling somebody something that you know for a fact. You know it's a fact. And they tell you that it's not that. Or somebody that you're telling something to and they telling you that you're wrong and they try to tell you how to do it the right way. Or when you're telling somebody something and they trying to give you advice like you're stupid. That blows mine.
Yo,
I'm
what blows
angry.
Mine. Yeah, it's a little. I mean, you had a rough week.
I had a
Yo,
rough
what
weekend,
blows
baby.
Mine
it was tough.
Is when if somebody like bump into you or step on your shoes or something and look at you like you did something wrong. What happened to
right.
sorry? Excuse me.
Right.
This dude, and I know you speak English, don't even try to give me that, Ralph, because everybody know basic English, sorry, thank you, hi, bye. You know that if you're living in America, regardless, even if you don't speak nothing else. So I'm on a train, and this Chinese dude comes and steps on my sneaker to sit down and then looks at me like I tripped him or something, like, and then sat down. And it's like, I'm looking like, are you, like, you ain't gonna say my bad? Like, nothing? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Nothing?
You know what blows my
mind? What blows your
mind? Yeah, I'm listening.
Nah, that's it.
What blows mine? This actually happened to me over the weekend. I mean, you know, I told you I went out, went to a spot, whatever. So this guy, he approached me, start talking to me or whatever. We talking. He asked me where I live and all this crazy stuff. So I'm talking to him. I go outside to the, you know, they had like a little patio in the back or whatever. And he comes outside and he approaches me and asks me the same fucking questions. Like, what's your name? Where you from? Nigga, we talked about this already. Yo, I was just being harassed
the
whole
like
night.
Standard. It's like the standard icebreaker question. So it's kind of like,
right.
I don't
we
got nothing
go back
else to say.
This
so.
Spot. What blows mine is mandatory coat check. Bitch, this is part of my outfit. Fuck you talking
right,
about.
Right.
And I hate coat check because every time I do a coat check, somebody starts fighting. I'm not trying to lose my shit.
Yeah. That shit is dumb. Like, let me keep my coat.
That.
If I want to be hot in here, let me be hot in here. Like,
right.
Why do you gotta take my shit? Like,
why is it? You already checked me at the door, so you know I ain't got no guns up in here. But if I want
right.
to be fucking hot, let that be my choice. How you know I'm
let
not in here?
Let me be hot. If I want to sit my coat down and somebody steal it, let me do that.
Let that be my fault. Like, at the end of the day,
hey.
That blows my mind.
Nah, I can't get jiggy with the coat checks either. And also, dress codes blows mine. Cut
yes.
that shit out. Nobody has hard bottoms. Nobody cares. I got shoes, but yeah, but you want to go to the club and you want to, like, be comfortable. You want to dance. I don't want to be sliding around. Like, this ain't a 40 and up. This ain't the Sugar Hill. Like,
this ain't the Shadow.
The Shadow nightclub. Like, come on. Long as just say look decent. You can even say no athletic wear. I get that. You don't want somebody in the club with sweatpants on. Fine. But let me wear sneakers. Let me wear jeans. As long as they not, like, overly baggy, I get that. Don't tell me college shirts mandatory. Like, this ain't 99.
Right.
That blows mine.
But I was angry this weekend. Not that blue minds. Everything blue minds.
All right, last call, though, for alcohol.
Everybody
sleep. Everybody sleep, right? Yo, I would have been asleep, too, if we hadn't do this show right now. I would have been done to, like, 3 o'clock. Nigga like me ain't go to sleep till 6:30 this morning after having the longest day. And then
I already did a lot today. It's only 1 o'clock. I went shopping. I went to the supermarket.
Wow.
Oh.
That's crazy.
I did a lot. I did my hair.
That's what's up. So now you can just what you got? You got something else? What you doing after the show?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I need some stuff. I still gotta go get something else. You know, prepare Sunday dinner. And
mm-hmm.
all that and all that or whatever.
And all that and whatnot.
Just waiting
I'm
to get
miss
out.
Cardi B. Cardi B should go on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta.
Oh, my
she
God.
She should go on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. She should just bounce around each
Ooh, you
series.
Know, you know what blows mine? What blows mine
what blows
is when you walk into a party and you see a friend that you haven't spoke to because they did some bullshit, and now they want to take this opportunity to talk to you. Motherfucker, I ain't here for that. You know, this ain't Love & Hip Hop. You got my phone number. You got my Facebook. You got my IG. You know where my mother live. You know where I live. Why are we going to talk about this right now? Let's talk about this another time. I came to have some drinks, have fun, and shake my ass. I ain't come here to settle our arguments.
Right, right. The camera's not rolling right now.
Right.
The music playing, he yeah, like, yeah, so what was that?
I don't want to talk about it. This is not the place.
Let me see if I got any response for the question of the day before we dip. We got something from Nada. I guess that's how she says it. She says, I will take the $1 million and find ways to make more money from that. Makes sense.
But knowledge is key. So you could take the million, and then if you don't invest your money properly, your million is gone. So with the knowledge
true.
Of having to make a million, you could make actually more million. But that $1 million that you got, this is your only shot. And without the knowledge, your ass ain't gonna get nothing else.
You're gonna blow right through that. Crevolution Store IG said, give me the cash. Hashtag 1 million. Let me just check this Facebook real quick. Have somebody says, Shanice says, my mind is telling me the knowledge. She wants the knowledge.
Knowledge is the key.
Knowledge is power.
Like, I don't want to contradict what I said, but then again, if you don't take that million, then you die tomorrow. At least your family can have that million.
Yeah. I feel like today I would say give me the million, and I would flip that shit and invest it something.
And what?
Buy mad weed to sell. No, I'm just playing. I'm lying. That's what niggas always immediately went to, like, buying butt. Like, get out of here. I would invest in something that's going to, like, really have me see it back.
Right.
I feel like I'm smart enough to not just straight blow through it.
Right.
I will go shopping, though. Don't get me wrong. But I'll definitely make that shit work.
Once you spend a dollar, you're no longer a millionaire.
You're a thousand there.
You're a thousand there.
So we out of here though. Facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends. Yo, we reached 4,000 likes today on our page. We got 1,000 more extra likes in a week.
That's
crazy. At this rate, we're gonna be at 10,000 in no time. And I was setting a goal for us to be at 10,000 likes by the end of Love & Hip Hop Atlanta season.
We actually have 4,099.
See, so still rising.
Let's not forget about the other 99.
Yeah, so that's a great rate. Fresh out to everybody who like our page. You do the same now. Go like that. Hit us up on HollywoodAndFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Miss Judy, where they can find you?
Here on Sunday. And Miss Judy on IG, Judy PL on mm-hmm. Facebook, Judy Pie on Snapchat if I'm up.
Snapchat. At I Am Hollywood everywhere. Up you on Snapchat at I Am Hollywood NY. Yo, I have some of my friends and my cousin post for me yesterday while shooting a video. And right now, I am that guy that I hate on Snapchat. Yo, they posted so many videos. Like, and it, you know, it's only 10-second clips. So my right now, my seconds is like, you know how it goes by seconds. So if they were still showing the timer so you could see how many seconds it is, my shit would probably be at like 500 or something. I was actually going through it trying to like delete some. Because I'm like, damn, I got to be more specific. When I give niggas my phone, I got to be like, look, just post like three from this. Niggas are just like, bang, 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 bang. But it makes for some good behind-the-scenes shit, so you might like it. But that's it, though. At Hampton Blue everywhere, at Hampton Blue Network. Make sure you don't put no E on the blue. Fat shouts to Stacy for always holding us down. And we out of here. Deuce.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd feel this way about another, always on my quick step, dancing around commitment, but you caught me this summer, and you reeled me in, somebody called the cops cause she killed again, with a smile that's like heaven, the eyes of an angel, I look to the sky, thank God you came through, and there ain't no stopping us, lay out the blueprint, watch they copy us. Trust is all there, could be apart for days, and we never feed into what anybody say.
You and me, together, just us two. Yeah. We'll do it how we do.
Perfect, argue sometime, but at the end it's worth it. Laying next to you is amazing. Together we can knock down anything we facing. Chasing objects that will never be. Surely if we got this. Every time they see us, we just get stronger. Our bond can't break it. All year's tough season, that's what we make it.